Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Electronic effects are nothing new for rock musicians. Guitarists in countless bands, such as Boston's own Mission of Burma, which you're hearing now, stomp on effects pedals to alter the sound of their instruments. That's rock, but what about classical string players? This is Nicholas Kitchen of Boston's Borromeo String Quartet. For him, going electric is radical. Tonight, his quartet is playing his arrangement called Bach's Electric Chords at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum. WBUR's Andrea Shea takes us to a recent rehearsal so we can listen to more.
This sound, the sound of string players getting in tune, is pretty typical, especially here at the New England Conservatory, where the Borromeo Quartet is rehearsing. But the amount of electronic gear at the musicians' feet is not. Their age-old instruments are wired up to effects pedals. Long black cords snake across the floor. There are ultralight microphones, laptops, and speakers. The musicians even wear earbuds, including Borromeo founder Nicholas Kitchen.
Well, why don't, given how we have the pedals programmed at this point, let's try just leave it in up until the end of the Pascale right now, and then let's try another version.
Since 1989, Kitchen and his quartet have performed in some of the world's greatest concert halls. These days, though, he's fostering a serious appreciation of rock musicians.
They've really learned an art of what can be done with the electronic signal, and they treat it with great imagination, great love for what is possible, and yet we haven't melded that with the tradition that we also love, which is of old instruments, and I guess here we are with them, well, joined at the hip somehow, so...
Kitchen is creating a new musical instrument, a type of organ, he says, using his quartet and electronic processing. The experiment began with Kitchen's love of Bach's organ music. He rearranged the C minor Pascalia fugue for cello, viola, and two violins. Now the musicians are teasing out new sounds, using hints of reverb and distortion. To demonstrate, Kitchen plays his violin without effects. Then he pushes a button with his toe, activating one of 300 or so preset effects.
And they all have really colorful titles, which I think is a nice dip into the history of rock and roll.
He reads a few titles off the menu on his laptop screen. Some of them are pretty funny.
Plexi Lead, Class A 30 TB, Sunny Rainy Day, Smooth Criminal, K-Rock, Ogre, Burning Fish. There are a lot of fun ones here. Misfit Toys, which we're actually using in one point.
These classical musicians look a little like fish out of water, tapping on pedals, clicking through options. Here's the cello transformed into something like a super bass.
Yeah, well, so as you can see, that's a little different than your normal string quartet.
A little more dramatic.
A little more. That one's called Beat the Dragon.
Beat the Dragon isn't something cellist Yi-Sung Kim is used to.
This is very interesting in many ways, but also very scary in many ways, because I'm not quite sure what it is that I'm even trying to produce exactly.
Even so, she's going along with Kitchen's experiment. Then there's the quartet's second violinist, Christopher Tong.
I thought he was crazy, like I usually do, but I thought it was awesome. It really is a different instrument. I have to say, with this particular crazy idea, I wasn't sure how we do, but you just got to try it. So we're trying, and it's pretty fun, actually.
Tong says he's getting in touch with his inner rock musician. So is violist Mai Motobuchi. She's playing the pedalboard with her bare feet and is thinking about getting an electric viola. But Nicholas Kitchen, the Borromeo's founder and arranger, is wary of taking it too far. This isn't a rock band, after all, and he says a preset with too much distortion can be dangerous. It's pretty tame if you're a rock fan, but for classical musicians, this sounds pretty gnarly. Still, they keep clicking away through their palette of effects with the goal of playing the Bach fugue in an artful way that evokes the elegance of an organ. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
The Borromeo String Quartet performs Bach's Electric Chords tonight at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston. There's a repeat performance next Thursday, October 14th, at the New England Conservatory.
Thank you.